This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is the Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired. Be inspired indeed. Of course, this is the day where you are inspired through the Word of God. Welcome to the Father's Love Show on this beautiful, awesome, cold and rainy day in Cape Town. Trust that you are blessed, you are warm wherever you are as you join us today for a great show. So looking forward to having a great time with you. Of course, I'm not alone, and this is Lindy. Of course, did I mention myself?
I think I did.
Tell us. Of course, this is Lindy. We're on the airwaves with you on Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. on this beautiful Wednesday. I'm not alone, of course, with my partner as usual, with Bongani Msibi.
Yeah.
With me today in the studio. So, yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, good day, good afternoon indeed. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in this beautiful day as we celebrate the Women's Month on this, the 10th of August, 2022.
Yes,
it's still
of
the
course.
Women's Month, and I trust that you had an awesome, awesome holiday yesterday, especially our beautiful ladies. I trust that you are celebrating awesomely well, and you were treated well. I had somebody this morning saying, you know, my wife asked me about what are you doing for Women's Day for us, and he was like, what am I supposed to do? Because you're celebrating Women's Day because the women did something for themselves in 1956. So yeah, I hope
wow.
You know,
when people are lazy, they answer like that.
No, but it's the truth, eh?
No.
It's the truth, because we're celebrating Women's Day or Women's Month because women in 1956, they actually did that.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, so women must stand up in this generation and do something for themselves.
Okay.
Yes, and talking about women, we're going to be having Pastor Sibongile Mdaka all the way from Highveld Worship Center in Emelo, Mpumalanga province, and we'll be talking about on a topic entitled Woman, God's Grace is Sufficient for You. After this beautiful song by Ronnie Mulawudzi, that which says, Lord, I love you, we're going to be having on the Father's Love Show on Cape Pulpit, you know, with Bongani, and of course Lindy, we're going to have Pastor Sibongile Mdaka talking about the sufficiency of God's grace, especially for you ladies out there. Take a listen and be blessed. That was Ronnie Mulawudzi saying, Lord, I love you. What a beautiful song, Lindiwe, it is, you know, by Ronnie Mulawudzi. And thank you so very much to our technical team for coming to our aid, you know, some of this technology sometimes, but we thank God for the capable Peter and Dimitri, always available to help. Lindy, it's a beautiful day today, I tell you. We're having one of the best. Pastor Sibongile Mdaka.
I'm so looking forward. I'm so looking forward to hearing what she, you know, what God has put in her, placed in her heart. You know, I always look up to her. She's one of my role models. Every time when she ministers, you know, I'm so amazed and I'm marveled at the work of God through her life and through her ministry. So I know that our listeners will be blessed today as Pastor Sibongile shares the word of God.
Amen. And talking about being blessed, if you are indeed blessed, please do tune in, you know, live on Facebook if you want to see the beautiful and powerful Pastor Sibongile. And, of course, my handsome self. Come on. and the beautiful Lindy, where you can just log in on Facebook right now. We are live, 729 Kapse Council or 729 KPOP. That's where we at, man. Otherwise, you can, if you're driving or in your office and you cannot be in a person to watch us or whatever, you can just send us a WhatsApp message on 081-729-1657. Pastor Sibongile, how are you doing today?
Thank you so much. Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pastor Lindiwe, greetings. Our listeners, greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen and amen. Pastor Sibongile, thank you so very much for joining us. We can't wait to hear what God has laid in your heart, really. For our ladies, where we say His grace is sufficient, at this point, I'm going to say, take it away.
Wow. Thank you so much for having me today. Once again, I greet the listeners of Kapse Council.
Yeah,
the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wow, what a wonderful theme. Woman, God's grace is enough for you.
Amen.
Indeed, this is Women's Month. We are celebrating the beauty of God's creation in us as women. So I am going to talk under this theme, Woman, God's grace is enough for you. What a beautiful theme. Before I can proceed, I want the listeners to understand what is the meaning of grace, because it's important that before we can begin to get excited how sufficient the grace is, we need to have a clear understanding what grace is all about. When we read, we understand that grace is unmerited God's favor to us as His children.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we understand that it is a free gift that comes from God. We don't have to earn it by our good works or, you know, with our effort, but it's a free gift that comes from God. So when something is free and it is a gift, all you need to do is to receive it and give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So when we understand that the grace of God is sufficient for us, the uncertainties of life, they suddenly change and become opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So that we are able to see God's goodness to us as women. And before I can proceed, I want to say happy Women's Month to all the women.
Amen.
All over the world. When we read in the book of Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 8, the word of God says, "For by grace we have been saved by faith. Mm-hmm. Nothing we did could ever earn His salvation. It is not by our good works or by our efforts. This is a grace. This is a gift mm-hmm. that comes from God." It continues to say, "For it was the love gift from God that brought us to Christ." We've been brought to Christ not by our deeds, not by our perfection,
mm-hmm.
not by our good works, but it was a gift. It was grace. Amen.
Amen.
So when we read in the book of Hebrews chapter number 4, verse 16, the Bible says, "Let us therefore come boldly."
Come on.
"To the throne of grace."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how God put this together, but He's saying we need to come boldly. To the throne of grace. For us to be able to access His grace, we need to be bold enough to can do that. It's mm-hmm. like God knows that there are so many things that are intimidating us in life. There are so many things that are trying to pull us down in life. And He is saying to us, we need to come boldly. God is like speaking to us as women that we need to come boldly before His throne of grace so that we may be able to obtain mercy and find grace that will be able to help us in times of need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live our lives and we find ourselves sometimes being helpless.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, we need to come boldly so that we can be able to obtain mercy and find grace that will help us in the time of need. You know, in our families, we do have needs. In our spiritual walk, we do have needs. Mm-hmm. You know, in our marriages as women, we do have needs. As we raise our children, we have needs in so many ways than one. But God is saying we need to come boldly. We need to come boldly. I want to say to women out there, God is saying, is challenging us to come boldly before his throne of grace so that we may be able to find mercy, so that we may be able to obtain mercy. You know, the Bible teaches us that the steadfast love of the Lord, you know, the God who is our Father, never comes to an end, and his mercies are new every morning.
Come on.
It's like his grace is new every morning. It's like his favor is new every morning. It's like his provision is new every morning, and that is enough for us.
Amen.
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 You know, when we read here in this chapter, in this verse that I've just read, the book of Hebrews chapter number 4, verse 16, where it says we need to come boldly. These are the words, you know, God said to Paul when he asked God, you know, about three times to remove a thorn from his flesh.
Yeah.
I may not know exactly or may understand what Paul was going through, but whatever he was going through, it may not be the same thorn that I have. It may not be the same thorn some women are having, but God is still saying the same words to us today, as women, that his grace is sufficient enough.
Come on.
To all of us. And his power is made perfect where we are weak. We need to accept that in one way or the other, you know, as women, we do go through some situations that causes us to feel weak. But God is saying his grace is enough. His grace is sufficient. You know, I understand personally, you know, as a woman, that the grace of God is the glue that holds me together.
Come on.
The grace of God is the glue that holds my family together. You know, the grace of God is the glue that holds my marriage together. I can't do it with my own effort. I can't do it with my own understanding. I can't do it with my own knowledge or wisdom. But all I know is that the grace of God is the glue that holds things together for me. Amen.
Amen.
And as women, we need to understand that through the grace of God, we are able to have strength. We are able to have access to all that God has prepared for us. Because there's enough that God has prepared for us. All we need to know is, and all we need to do is to step into his throne of grace. You know, the grace of God is the one that holds us together. All we need to do is to step in, you know, with perseverance, with tenacity, with that boldness, and we are able to access everything that God has put in place for us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And as women, we need to understand that God loves us. The reason why he's providing us with so much grace is that God loves us. And all we need to do is to step into his grace by faith. That's what God expects from us. It is by faith that we are able to experience the grace of God in our lives. It is by faith that we are able to experience the grace of God in all areas of our lives. And as women and as children of God, we need to understand that we walk by faith, not by what we see. We walk by faith in grace. We walk by faith, not by sight. We must not be moved by things we see around us. We must not be intimidated by things that are happening or not happening around our lives, around our families. But we need to have that peaceful thing in the inside of us, that the grace of God is holding everything together for us. You know, I am reminded of a powerful story in the book of Judges, where we read about the life of this powerful woman, Deborah. You know, the Bible records that she was a prophetess. That's a very high office. And again, it records that she was an advisor. She was giving advice, wise counsel to the nation of Israel. You know, when God called us to lead as women, when God called this woman to lead, she bravely stepped in by faith. She bravely stepped into the office by faith in order to accomplish what us were afraid to do. I want to say to women, when God calls you into whatever, step in faith because there's such grace for you. It is the grace of God that enable us, you know, to do what is humanly impossible. Sometimes we get situations where God has placed us and we feel like it is impossible to be here. We feel like it is impossible to accomplish certain things. You know, it is the grace of God that helps us to achieve what is humanly impossible. You know, God is still doing the same thing even today, just like he did with Deborah. He enabled her to be able to lead the nation of Israel, you know, giving it wise counsel, giving it, you know, wisdom, where others were afraid to step in. Even today, God is doing, still doing the same thing to us.
Amen.
You know, God's grace is always at work, you know, in all areas. You know, learning to depend on God's grace as women, it enables us to live a fulfilling life, of which I believe every woman out there, you know, you have a burning desire to want to live a fulfilling life. It takes the grace of God to be there.
Come.
It takes the grace of God to live such a life. You know, the grace of God enables us, you know, to live a balanced life as women. We need to live a balanced life spiritually. We need to live a balanced life mentally. We need to live a balanced life physically, even financially. This takes the grace of God. You don't have to stress about it. You just need to step into it by faith. And it also helps us, you know, to operate in every dimension of God's gift and all that God has for us, because there's so much that God has for us, more especially us as women. We are like loved daughters before God. You know, there's everything, you know, God has prepared for us. When we read in the book of Romans, chapter number 5, verse 17, I love the B part of it. The Bible says, those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through Christ Jesus. Only those who receive, you know, grace is a gift. We receive it. We don't have to question it. Sure. We just receive it. And the Bible says, those who receive it will have abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, and they'll be able to reign in life through Christ Jesus. We will be able to reign in all situations if we embrace this gift. We'll be able to reign in whatever challenges. The grace of God will lift us up. You know, whenever we are challenged, the grace of God will just lift us up. When there are challenges that are coming, you know, to break us, the grace of God will make sure that we are restored. So the word he says, those who receive it, it means there are people who are not willing maybe to receive it, but the Bible says those who receive it. And I want to say, I'm one of those, Pastor Lindy. I know that you are one of those, and there are women out there. I want to say to you, may you be one of those women who are willing to receive the abundance of God's grace. Sure. Because when you have God's grace, you are enough. What more can you need? What more can you cry for? You know, anytime we are under stress and we are struggling and we are worried and we are feeling worn out, it means we are living outside the grace of God.
Sure.
So as women, we must not find ourselves, you know, embracing and receiving the abundance of God's grace, but at the same time we are stressing, but at the same time we see ourselves struggling, but at the same time we see ourselves stressing. You know, anytime we find ourselves in such situations, it means we are now living outside God's grace, because I believe with all my heart, and I have experienced it, that if you live within God's grace, there are no struggles, there's no stress, there's no worry, there's no depression, you know, there's no giving up, because you know that you are enough.
Come.
And when you are enough, there's no need for you to worry about things that are happening or things that are not happening in your life.
Amen.
So it means when we are trying to cause things to happen, we are pushing with our own strength. It is not part of God's grace.
Come on.
Yeah.
And if we are in God's grace, we don't need to struggle. We don't need to push. We don't need to use our effort. God has already provided. God has already prepared things for us.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And again, when we read in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 12, verse 9, I love this scripture. The Bible says, but he said to me, my grace, my favor, my loving kindness, my mercy is enough for you. Wow. I'm reading it in an amplified version, which I love most, Pastor Bongan. But he said to me, my grace, my favor, my loving kindness, my mercy. This is a full package. It is enough for you. It is enough for me and you. It is sufficient against any danger, against any problem, against any challenge. It enables us to bear the trouble, you know, gracefully. It enables us to bear whatever comes our way gracefully. And it continues to say, for my strength and power are made perfect.
Sure.
And show themselves most effective in weakness. It means when we are weak, God's grace comes through for us.
Amen.
When
Amen.
We are challenged, God's grace comes through for us. When we go through trials and tribulations, God's grace comes through for us. Be it in our spiritual walk, God's grace always comes through for us. Be it in our families, God's grace always comes through for us. You know, be it raising our children as women, you know, God's grace always comes through for us.
Amen.
Those that are married, God's grace is enough. Those that are raising women, that are raising their children on their own, I want to say to you as well, you are enough. Nothing missing in your life because
Hallelujah.
You have the grace of God to do whatever you need to do as a woman.
Amen.
So the grace of God is all that we need. And it is enough. You know, the grace of God is able to move us. I love this. It is able to move us from being worried into worship.
Come on.
It ushers us into a space of worship. It means as a woman, when you find yourself in situations that are pushing you to be worried, you refuse because you know you need to step into worship that will usher you into the grace of God. It is enough to move us from pain into praise. I know there are women who are going through pain because of things that are happening or not happening in their lives. I want them to know this day that, you know, the grace of God is able
Hallelujah.
To move you from that pain into a position of praise. And you know that when you begin to praise God, begin to happen. When you begin to praise God, you know, walls begin to fall. When you begin to praise God, you know, heaven begin to smile at you. You know, the grace of God is able to move us from lack into abundance because it is more than enough. We serve a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we think or can even imagine.
Amen.
That's grace.
That is so amazing.
About the grace of God this morning, and I'm so excited about it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
I tell you, there is fire here, and even the comments on Facebook. I see people commenting with fire. Can somebody call 911? Can somebody call the fire brigade? I tell you, His grace is sufficient. We are still continuing with Pastor Sibongile Mdaga. After this beautiful song and the ad break, the beautiful song by Smokey Nofu, I understand. Pastor Sibongile is here. He's still on fire. So I don't know. In this cold weather in Cape Town, you need this fire. So don't you change that dial. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through?
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
No, it's not a mistake. Indeed, you are listening to Father's Love Show. With Bongani and of course Lindy on 7 to 9 AM Cape Pulpit, and we're having Pastor Sibongile Mdaga all the way from Highveld Worship Center in Emelo, Mpumalanga province. I tell you, we are so blessed today. We have traveled so far and we have her on Zoom on Facebook right now. I like the verse that you quoted when you started, Pastor Sibongile, and I love it in the Amplified Classic version. It says, "Let us then fearlessly and draw confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it." Hallelujah. You know, which is actually what Paul was crying about to the Lord, you know, and say, he said, "I prayed three times that the Lord will remove this thorn of flesh." And the Lord's response was, "My grace is sufficient for you." I like also 1 Peter, before I give to Lindy right now, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 in the TPT, it says, "And then after your brief suffering, the God of all loving grace, who has called you to share in his eternal glory in Christ, will personally and powerfully restore you and make you stronger than ever. Yes, he will set you firmly in place and build you up." The God of all grace. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 in the TPT. It's so beautiful, you know, that God will come after your brief suffering, you know, and make sure that he restores you personally. He's not going to send anyone, like you said, that we can access this grace freely. It is available for us. Lindy?
What scripture was that? I missed it.
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 in the TPT. It's so beautiful, I tell you. And we appreciate Pamela Esna Williams on Facebook. Thank you so much. We greet you. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. And also Tulani Sambo and Kobani Samba. I think these ones are twins. They are family. you know, these ones, they're so excited, Pastor Sibongile. You know, your message is really blessing them right now about grace.
Amen.
Amen. Lindy.
Amen. I told you, hey, something great is coming up. I just want to sit and have my ears listening attentively every time Pastor Sibongile, you know, ministers the word of God. And I know that our listeners are so blessed and they are just receiving the word of the Lord with gladness. And I love the fact that you know, this scripture, I believe this is this the word or the scripture that God has, you know, has been ministering to me personally. So with what you are sharing, Pastor Sibongile, today, really, really, I'm just going to take it to heart. And, you know, after, you know, go through over my notes after this and just allow God to minister to me and allow the word of God to strengthen me. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you spoke about, you know what, the grace of God. It takes the grace of God for us women to live a balanced life, because sometimes you feel like, yo, I ain't a goisha, you know, there's no balance where I am right now. But I'm so encouraged today that the grace of God is as God is saying, you know, his grace is all that I need. So it's going to help me to live this balanced life. So I'm just going to hold on to that. I don't know about our listeners. I'm just going to hold on to that and just allow the word of the Lord to manifest in my life. I know we have only a few minutes with you.
Yeah, we have about 5 minutes with Pastor Sibongile.
You know, our Zoom is going to cut off. So if you could just share your last few words to our listeners and yeah, we experience blessings upon blessings.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, pastors, after what we've been through, you know, the past 2 years,
yeah.
Things have changed. Pain was inflicted. You know, a lot has happened. But this is the way that I want to leave all women with. New patterns have been put in place that are not favorable to us. But this is the way that I want to leave to all the women out there that are listening. The Bible, in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, verse 2, you know, this is the verse that keeps me every day. Do not conform yourself to the standards of this world, but let the word of God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you'll be able to know the will of God, what is good and pleasing to him and is perfect.
Mm.
You know, as women, it means we have a choice to make. It's either we conform or we choose to transform. Things have changed. You know, those who choose to conform, they will continue to suffer pain and frustration. But if you choose to allow the word of God to transform you, you know, by his grace, you will be able to live a fulfilling life. You know, those who choose to conform to the patterns of this world will become victims of circumstances, because things are happening that are very unfamiliar to us as children of God and as women. I want to say to all the women out there, do not conform yourself to the standards and the patterns of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Yeah. You know, if you choose to, you know, conform, you'll continue to suffer. You'll continue to be be frustrated. But I want to say to women out there, be transformed by the word of God, by faith, and access the grace of God, which is enough for you. You know, those who choose to transform will enjoy the abundance of God's grace.
Mm.
And that is enough for us as women and as children of God.
Hallelujah. Awesome. That was awesome. I tell you, if ever you were thinking of go-wishing, instead, if you're thinking of being depressed, I tell you, you have found medication, you know, to sort out that God has your back, that his grace is sufficient for you.
It is.
I see Tholakele Ngubeni there also saying fire. There's Kazi, Kazim Sheko, or if I'm gonna pass that.
From Ermelo.
Yeah, and Pilisile Mondlane saying hallelujah. And,
amen.
You know, I like what, where's that comment, Laulindi? Oh, there it goes. You know, Tulani Sambu said, when you got grace, there is no space. Hey, Kazi Mashiko, wait a minute. Where's that comment now? It's running away. It says, you know, it's running away. I like
when
what
you got
said.
Grace, there's no space for depression and anxiety and stress.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Sibongile, for catching that one. It was so awesome. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Sibongile, thank you so very much. May God continue to bless you and keep you and shine his face towards you. May it be well with you, especially I know that you've got a women's conference coming up starting this Friday until Sunday.
Amen.
May everything go well with
thank you so
and
much.
The ladies. May they enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I tell you, I wish I had wings to fly to Ermelo, because even Lindy was going to be there. Amen. Thank you so very much. Our regards to Pastor Mdaga there. Tell him we love him.
He just posted on
Facebook. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. May God bless you. And I want to say happy Women's Month to all the women out there. And may God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you, Pastor Sibongile.
Lindy, that was so awesome.
That was
so powerful.
Yeah,
that was so great.
It's always good to have women of God that are full of, you know, power, the anointing of God flowing in their lives, that, you know, that are able to speak and declare.
Yeah.
And, you know, the word of God is so, so amazing. It just encourages me, even as a woman.
Mm.
That, you know,
amen.
There's a...
Yeah, so you're so encouraged. I'm hoping that before the month is over, you're going to preach to us.
I knew that one was coming.
You're going to preach to us.
But I have a message,
and you're
going to
be a guest.
For Pastor, a guest where?
Yeah, on the show. On your show.
I don't know. I have a message here from Pastor Mdaga, Lawrence Mdaga. It says, all of this makes God's preferred method of showing off his power rather strange. God's grace is sufficient, and he His power is made perfect in weakness, in brokenness, and in weariness. That's awesome.
Thank
Amen.
You so Thank
much.
You so much, Pastor
Thank you
Mdaga.
So much,
really
yes,
appreciate
those who tuned in on Facebook. We are grateful.
Yeah.
And I know that you are blessed.
And Tholakele as well saying, don't conform, be transformed by the word of God and enjoy God's grace. This is so amazing. It has been an awesome, awesome show.
Mm-hmm.
It has been an awesome, awesome teaching, I tell you today. And we really appreciate and we thank God. And we trust that our listeners have you know, I've taken a nugget or two, you know.
Yeah.
And Kazi Msheko again saying, I'm transformed in Jesus' name. That was awesome, man. That was awesome. I'm so blessed. You know, let's listen to Helen singing to us, saying Bread of Life.
Okay, you know, Helen.
We're still here.
Go ahead.
Don't go away.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Of course, that's where we are at right now on the Father's Love Show on Cape Pulpit, 729 AM with myself, Lindiwe, and of course, Sibongane. And we had a wonderful time with Pastor Sibongile Mdaka all the way from Emelo. It's Ermelo, Emelo.
Konalapo.
You know, from Highfield Worship Center. I always enjoy when she ministers, you know, the word of God. And I trust that you were blessed by what she shared. I was.
Yeah.
As, you know, was listening to her, you know, as she was sharing that, you know what, the you know, when you understand, you know, I have an understanding of the grace of God that is sufficient for you, you know, it moves you from the place of worrying to worship.
Mm-hmm.
It moves you from the place of pain to praise. That in the midst, you know, you are not going to pay attention to the pain, but you're going to praise the Lord because you know that God's grace is more than enough.
Mm.
It's sufficient for you where you are at that particular time. So you know, you need to make that choice. And she also spoke about, you know, according to the Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where the Bible says, you know what, we don't have to conform to the standard of this world. And I was reading it in the, I think, let me just see, TPT version. It says, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. Stop imitating. So when you understand, you know, the grace of God that is sufficient for you, and she spoke about, you know what, after COVID, you know, there were new patterns that were introduced or put in place that were, you know, some way unfavorable to us.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to make a choice whether we choose to conform to that or we choose to transform our minds through the word of God. So as you were listening, my beautiful mother, sister, friend, you have a choice. You have a choice today. As you celebrate Women's Month, as you say earlier on that, you know what, as women, we need to rise up and do it ourselves. So you have a choice. Stop complaining, stop criticizing, stop looking that people are not helping me. But guess what? You have a choice to make right now. Are you going to choose to conform to the suffering, the frustration, or are you going to choose to transform your life, renew your mind to the word of God, that you begin to live a fulfilled life according to the plan and the purpose of God concerning your life? So I will suggest that we do that. We transform our minds.
Amen. Because His grace is
exactly
sufficient.
Awesome.
That's what we had for today, folks. But we're going to be right back next Wednesday, same time, same place. At the top of the hour, Gilmer is here with the news, and after which Lev Steyl will be with us. So don't you change that dial. Thank God it's not me who chowed time today.
No, because
Saints, we love you so much.
All right.
We love you.
Yes. Thank you for joining us. See you same place, same time next week.
Thank you.
Come ask your questions. Come share your concerns. Come experience true life with Radio Cape Pulpit on 729 AM.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM. Please visit capepulpit.co.za.